Most of us understand the principle of leverage. If you're in business, leverage usually means debt. It means how much debt can I use to leverage the growth of the company on my balance sheet. Let's take a look at Psalm 33 and 11. I'm not going to repeat it here, read it, but it's about the plans and purposes of the Lord. And it really dawns on me that God wants to be the leverage point, if you will, the fulcrum in our lives. You know, the only thing we've got is time, talent, and treasure. And what God wants us to do is to, in our relationship with Him, is to leverage, let Him be that fulcrum, to leverage our relationship with Him, our closeness to Him, the fact that we have the Holy Spirit in us, the indwelling God in us, to leverage that truth, to be able to reveal Himself to the world. And in reality, is the leverage point is the how point. It's how does He leverage our time? How does He redeem our time? Well, if it's dedicated to the Lord, it will be leveraged. How does He leverage our money? If it's the Lord's resources and we're the stewards, it will be used for the greater good, not for our own purpose. And how does He leverage anything else, the talents that He gives us, the opportunities that He gives us? If those opportunities are then close to the Lord and we understand that those opportunities are all provided by Him providentially that we might live out our life to reveal Him, then what will happen is we will have Him be at the fulcrum point. Now, think of problems. In order to eliminate problems, the closer God is to you, the greater leverage there is in dealing with those problems. Because in truth, the closer that you are to Him, the closer He is to your problem. And then just that little press that you put on the lever makes the problem seem less than surmountable. Have a great day.